Today from the Ohio Newsroom, preaching against gun violence. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Firearm-related deaths in Ohio have risen around 30% in the last decade. And the growing issue has led churches to get involved. Pastors are putting gun violence prevention at the center of their sermons. In Lima, a group of ministers are taking their fight outside the pulpit. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
Reverend Arthur Butler typically preaches to the pews of Providence Missionary Baptist Church. But tonight, he's at the Lima Public Library.
It's a gun violence situation that needs to be corrected. The only way we're going to do it is pull together.
Butler is a part of the Lima Area Black Ministerial Alliance, the host of tonight's Gun Violence Prevention Forum. They organized it for two reasons. On one hand, peacemaking is a part of their vocation as church leaders, but they also handle the aftermath of gun violence.
Sometimes the person that has committed the crime, we have to go to the court and stand up in the court for that person to see if that person can get some help. And then we have to turn right around with the person that they've killed and eulogize them. That's hard on us.
He says grieving families within the church make the issue impossible to ignore. And so they haven't. They're leading the charge in finding solutions.
We're going to do what we have to do to protect the community of Lima, Ohio.
And many churches across the nation have picked up that mantle.
That's Angela Seiner, director of Africana Studies at the University of Toledo. She says churches still hold a lot of organizing power, despite their declining membership. And they can grow their influence by forming a task force with community leaders, like Butler's organization did. In the past, Black churches have organized marches and town halls to fight Jim Crow laws, segregation, voting restrictions. Now, Seiner says, gun violence is a focal point.
This discussion around gun violence is just another in the long line of areas where they have taken the lead in the forefront to fight for justice in the community.
In Ohio, it's an issue disproportionately impacting people of color. Black Ohioans made up around 40% of deaths due to firearms in 2021, despite only being around 13% of the population. But to the Lima pastors, it's not about race. Butler says their priority is the safety of the community, regardless of its demographics.
The community is built up of all nationality, so we're out there for everybody.
Other Ohio religious institutions agree. The Ohio Council of Churches, which includes a variety of Christian denominations, says gun violence is a top priority for them. Reverend Jack Sullivan is the organization's leader.
This is hard work. This is work that will not lead to overnight successes. Essentially, if we talk about peacemaking and nonviolence, we're talking about changing the culture.
They preach to the pulpit, sure, but they also write letters to legislators and advocate for universal background checks and assault rifle bans. Back in Lima, Butler says the next step is putting people into action. They're organizing a gun buyback program. The church will work with local law enforcement to pay people to turn in their firearms. Congregations in Akron and Euclid have hosted similar programs before, and Butler knows it won't solve the issue. But he says their job, their vocation, is to lead by example. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Lima.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.